You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise and exalt you today. You are holy. We worship you, Lord. We draw close to you. Lord, we pray that in this 15 minutes here today, you'll speak to us through your word. Reveal more of yourself to us here today. Help us and empower us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I thank you for joining us here today, friends. You are going to hear for the next 3 days, at least 3 days. The sermon is entitled The Murder of John the Baptist. We're going to look at what happened to him. We're going to look at why he was killed, ultimately, why the reason. But in the meantime here, we're going to take at least a day, maybe two, probably two, and look at this mysterious person. It's one of my favorite sermons, one of my favorite character studies in the Bible is the person of John the Baptist. Who is this guy? We're going to look in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6, that says there was a man sent from God. Stop and think about the implications of that. What happens if we change the words around and says there was a man sent from the police station whose name was Sergeant Schultz? There was a man sent from the cable company whose name was Bob. It would mean that this person has started out there. Now look at the word of God. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Oh, what a mystery, this guy. This is what we're going to look at. Who is he? Is he John the Baptist? Is he Elijah? This is what we're going to look at here. And we're going to look at the death here toward the end of the week of John the Baptist. So enjoy part one now of this message, The Murder of John the Baptist.
People say, how can you get up here and preach the day after your wife died? Where else could I be other than here? See, I know the secret, and I share it with you. And that is, this is where I'm safe. This is where I hear from God. It's not sitting at home. I hear from Him here. And He watches out over me here. And I know, you know, some people can write books with everything as God has said to them, and I could write nothing. But you need to hire a crane to pick up all the things God has said to me with what I share with all of you. Okay, now we're in Mark. I've entitled this message, The Murder of John the Baptist. Everyone has a handout? That's what it is, it's flat-out murder. Mark chapter 6, verse 14, if you'd like to turn there, that's where we're going to get started. It says, now King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. That is, the king had heard of Jesus. That's who Mark's talking about here. And he said, John the Baptist was risen from the dead. And therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said, it is Elijah or Elias. When you see Elias in the King James. What the King James does is they give you the Greek names of all the Old Testament people, regardless of who it is. So when it says Elias in a King James Bible, he's talking about Elijah. When you see Esaias, he's talking about Isaiah, though not in this text, but he says, John the Baptist is risen from the dead. Therefore, these powers are at work in him. Others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is the prophet. Or like one of the prophets. So why is it time and time again, people keep talking about Elijah and looking for him 800 years after he mysteriously was snatched away and taken up to heaven? Now remember, when the Lord Jesus was on the cross, the people made similar comments. Leave him alone, they said. Let us wait and see if, who? Elijah will come and rescue him. So why do people keep saying this? The answer in this case, is because of the last word spoken by God in the Old Testament. 300 years earlier, let's turn there. Last book in the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 4. Okay? It says, remember ye the law of Moses. Remember, ye is plural. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Look here, church. Elijah is going to come again before the day of the Lord occurs. Write it down. You're going to see this happen, I believe, in your lifetime. And now the Jews are waiting and watching. They're waiting for this promise to be fulfilled. Now here in 3 weeks, on Friday, April the 22nd, when the Jews celebrate Passover, they're going to leave their doors open as a tradition for Elijah. Passover is April 22nd this year. There's a strange and fascinating connection between these two men, between John the Baptist and Elijah. Check it out. Let's turn next to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, verse 9. Matthew chapter 17, verse 9 says this. And it says, okay, now they were on the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, James, John, and Jesus had just seen Moses and Elijah on the mountaintop. And Jesus, the text says, was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun. So now they're on their way down. Verse 9. As they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Then his disciples asked him, saying, why then do the scribes say? Why then say the scribes that Elias must come first? And Jesus answered and said, all right, now get this cryptic answer. Jesus answered and said that Elias truly shall come first. Now this is after John the Baptist was dead, right? Elijah shall come first and restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise also shall the Son of Man suffer of them. Verse 13, then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. So Jesus says, John the Baptist is Elijah. What do you say? Reincarnation? Now, get that Eastern mysticism stuff out of your mind. God is Almighty God. He does these kind of things. Why do we limit to what we can understand with our brain the things that God does? Jesus says John the Baptist is Elijah. What sayest thou, Mr. Baptist? Listen to this, John 1:19. I'm going to read it. You don't have to turn there. I'm going to read it to you. You can turn there if you want. John 1:19. Now this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" So he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." Now look at the next question they ask him. Verse 21. They said, "What then? Art thou Elijah?" And he said, "No, I'm not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" That's John 1:19 through 21. So what gives? The Lord Jesus says, if you're willing to receive it, this man is Elijah. So they ask John, "Are you Elijah?" And he says, "No, I'm not." What a mystery. Where do we go from here? Now, my good friend over here, Ron Howard, would say to this, "What is it, Ron? You're what? Your head hurts." Let's talk about John a little this morning. Is that okay? Let's keep the conversation, at least until the end, to the connection between these two, Elijah and John. Next up, Matthew 11:11. I mean, as soon as you talk anything supernatural about God, people think you're crazy. But God's a supernatural God. He doesn't have to He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to operate within your realm of understanding. How prideful is that? Only because God operates in a way that you can't understand, you're not going to believe. He doesn't work that way. My ways are not your ways. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways, he says. Who can start to understand the deep things of God? You come up here and I'll sit down. Older I get, the less I know God. Sorry. His ways are higher than my ways. Amen, Eric? Matthew 11:11, "Verily I say unto you, among those born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elijah who is to come."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
God is a consuming fire, a burning holy flame with glory and freedom.